This is Benji Wallen, the head women's soccer coach at Birmingham Southern College, and you're listening to SCAC Media Days.
You're listening to the 2010 SCAC Women's Soccer Media Days. Today I'm joined by Birmingham Southern head coach Benji Walton. Of course, Birmingham Southern coming off a 13-7 season a year ago. And coach, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Coach, heading the season, just talk me through your mindset going into the 2010 campaign.
Well, we are excited about going into 2010. We have a very strong group of returning players that have seen a lot of tough games over the past few years and have got a lot of experience under their belt. And obviously, 2009 was a good year for us. I think we went 8-2 in the conference, so we've got a lot of confidence. But still, not getting over the top against some of the big dogs in the conference. We want to, establish ourselves up there this year. And we have a young squad, so we're hoping they learn quickly. They have a lot of experience in club level, at the high club level, but I have to get used to the speed of the college game, so we're excited to see how all that unfolds. And this year we actually do get to play for an SCAC championship, so it's exciting for us to be able to play for something this year.
Coach, as I mentioned last year, the Panthers 13-7 on the year, really closed out the year strong, winning 6 of your last 7. Talk about the way or what your team learned from last season and really how that carried over into spring practice and the off season.
Yeah, it was kind of funny how the season ended up for us. We I think the big turning point for us was actually when we got a chance to go to Hawaii. Our second game there, we rallied. We were down a goal and came back and scored in the last two goals in the last 10 minutes to turn that game around. It was a very emotional game because the crowd was all over us and that kind of thing. So it was a really big win for us and gave us a lot of momentum going into the last 6-7 games of the year. And we just really kind of hit our stride. I think that part of the season, we were finally fit. For all year we were trying to get caught up. We were a team that wasn't as deep off the bench last year, and so we were counting on the same key players year, game in and game out, and it took them a while to kind of get in rhythm. And once they did, we saw some success in the season, and that was a huge momentum boost for us. And obviously coming off that, I think we went 6-1 or something like that in the last 7 games. And going into spring, we were really talking about going next year. We knew we had a lot of returners. We only had one senior coming in this season. We knew we had a strong team, and could we keep momentum going? Could we get fit sooner this year? And hopefully that'll get us going. And so far in preseason, we seem to be a little more fit, a little more motivated. So hopefully that means good things at the beginning. But it's a tough league. You got to come with it every game. So we'll see. Hopefully the momentum will keep rolling for us.
Coach, as you look up and down that roster, and you mentioned yourself, a lot of young faces, 11 new players, 11 returners, just that one lone senior, Brittany Soto, but also 6 juniors, and Sarah Minton, Laura Metzger, Julian Tybert, Linda Amaya, Emma Hollis, Alicia Plotney. How much are you going to lean on those upperclassmen, those 7 girls, to really be leaders on this team and help bring along the young kids, especially early in the season?
Their leadership is going to be tremendous for us. We're going to rely on that. All those girls, the 6 juniors and our senior have all either started or been the first off the bench for us the past 2 seasons, and they've been in the tight games and the close games and the close wins and the close losses, and we need them to set the tone for these younger players. We feel like we have a talented freshman class, but they've never played a college game yet, and they need to know that it is faster, it is more physical. And so we're relying on these juniors and our senior to set the tone in training as much as they set the tone in games and get off on the right foot. And if they do that, and they're a great group of girls, they're kind of our core group as we've gone through transition. They were my first Division III class, I guess you could say, the junior class that is. And they're excited about where we're headed, and they're really excited about taking over the leadership. So hopefully they'll bring it and set the tone the right way for these younger players.
Offensively, last season, Coach, the Panthers averaged a little over 2 goals a game, good for 2nd in the conference. You return your 2 top point leaders from last year in Linda Amaya and Alicia Plotke. Talk about what you expect from those 2 girls as you've seen them their play grow and mature over the past few years, and how do you continue to improve and show the firepower on the offensive side of the ball this year?
It's going to be fun to watch those 2 girls in particular. I think they're 2 of some of the smartest players, arguably, in the conference. We kind of, you know, I don't think they'll be overlooked anymore. We sometimes get overlooked. I feel like, you know, some coaches would disagree with me probably, but just because that we don't, you know, we can't get, in the past few years, we haven't been able to get conference awards, or we haven't, you know, been able to get player of the week awards, that kind of thing. But these guys, they show up game in, game out. They love the game, so they're constantly, you know, reading the game and trying to figure out other ways to produce. And I think this year we know that Linda and Alicia in particular probably, you know, find more pressure, and they're going to have to be creative in how they deal with that and use their teammates to help produce as well and not take it all on their own shoulders. But they're smart players, and they work hard on anybody on our team, and they really set the tone. They're both captains for us this year, so, you know, we're looking forward to seeing them, you know, kind of be our, I guess, for lack of a better term, our quarterbacks on the field, and hopefully, you know, whether they're finding the net or they're setting up other teammates to find the net, hopefully we can keep that production, because we need to find that net like we did last year. That was a big strength of ours.
Defensively, Coach, you graduate your goalkeeper, and it's a battle between two freshmen, and Rochelle Bird and Jordan Pappas. Talk about that battle and what it's going to be like, especially in the defensive backfield with a freshman in goal this year.
You know, obviously when you put an experienced keeper in the goal, it's a learning experience at first, you know, again, with the speed of the play and, you know, just kind of understanding our formation and how we want to play. But we have two very talented freshmen coming in that are really trying to – they're battling. They're both battling for time, and they both have different strengths. You know, Rochelle is very strong in the air, and Jordan is, you know, extremely athletic and very technical and gets side to side real well. So they give us strengths, and that'll hopefully be beneficial for us. And it's great to have two that are really both competing for playing time, because they push each other really well and they complement each other really well. It's not really it's a competition only for playing time. They're each other's number one fans, and they're pushing each other hard. And, you know, for us, it's going to, again, we're going to rely on, you know, Lauren Metzger and Jillian Thiebert, who are veteran defenders, to kind of make sure they're talking with our keepers and making sure that they're confident and giving our keepers as much confidence as possible to do their jobs well. But they're very good players, and I think once they get a couple games in their belt, they're going to have no trouble stepping into that role and hopefully stepping up big for it.
You're listening to the 2010 SCAC Women's Soccer Media Days. Again, today I'm joined by Benji Walton, head coach of Birmingham Southern College. And, Coach, talk about playing in the Southern Collegiate Conference. Obviously, an extremely competitive conference in terms of women's soccer, and presents a lot of challenges. How have you adjusted to it as a coach, and what, you know, what is, makes it so difficult to navigate through the SCAC?
Well, the thing I love about the SCAC is just how competitive it is from top to bottom. I mean, you know, everyone is aware of Trinity and the success they've had in years past. But they're obviously the kind of measuring stick in our conference and have been for years. But, you know, 1 through 11, there's not an easy game on the schedule. Any given day, any of these teams will, you know, give you a run for it without a doubt. So you constantly got to be on the edge. Your team has to constantly be ready, even when they're tired, even on Sunday games when it's a little hotter and it's a day game. You know, every coach in our conference has their teams ready and prepared, and it's a battle, and I love that. And I think, you know, I wouldn't have it any other way. To be the best, you got to play against the best, and I feel like our conference is one of the best in the country. And, you know, it just, I think, gives you a little more pride as a team that you know you're playing against quality opponents week in and week out, and you can't take a weekend off. And I think that just makes all of us, all 11 teams, stronger. It's a privilege to be a part of this conference, and we're excited to continue to grow, and we're looking forward to being able to compete for a conference opportunity this year and next year in 2011 for, you know, hopefully be able to compete for nationals as well. But it's great to be involved with this group of teams.
August is always an exciting time for coaches, not only, you know, the brink of a new season, but also the arrival of an incoming new freshman class. We've already hit it on a little bit. Talk about the group you have coming in, a little bit about your expectations of this freshman class, and really, you know, do you feel like you have some girls, obviously at goalkeeper, but at other positions that can really make an immediate impact on this team?
Yeah, absolutely. We're really excited. You know, it's a group of 11 players that technically and talent-wise, we feel like it's as strong a class as we've ever brought in. Since our Division I days, and we need them to step up big. We know that what they're capable of doing. It's just a matter of how quickly these girls adjust to the college game and can play quickly and with the speed of play. The biggest key for us is we'll be defensively. I mean, we lost Lydia Rice, who was an all-region candidate last year and an academic All-American for us, and she's, you know, been kind of our iron horse in the back for years, and losing her, you can't really replace her because she's such an incredible player, but we have some freshmen coming in that are really up to the task. Amanda Babin in particular is going to be stepping up in a big role in the center back role for us. She's from Carmel, Indiana, and she comes from the Carmel United Club up there, which is a great club. And she, I think she's going to do a very good job for us back there next to Lauren Metzger. And, another player that we feel like is going to step up big for us is Jamie Sullivan from Homewood, Alabama, who is, you know, just a very smooth player. She played out from Birmingham United Soccer Club and a local kid, too. And we're looking forward to her and her twin sister, Jennifer Sullivan. I think both can contribute right away for us. So, all these girls are capable of really stepping up big, and it's going to be just kind of fun to see how it unfolds. And the great news is I know that if any player gets tired or if we need a sub, we have depth this year, and we're looking to use our players wisely and keep us as fresh as possible to play a high-intensity type of style game. So we're looking forward to seeing how all that takes place.
Coach, as preseason has played its way out and unfolded this year, what's been the biggest surprise to you with your girls? And have you felt a sense of urgency, especially with the solid group of returning girls that you have, to really get back out on the field and get playing again?
Yeah, I guess the biggest surprise is you never know what to expect out of the summer. You always encourage your players to stay fit, but you can't. There's nothing you can do as a coach about it, and you just hope they come in fit and ready. And in my 8 years as a head coach from Division II and now Division III, this is probably the most fit group we've had so far. They came in really kind of blew me away. And as a coach, that's exciting because then you can focus on the soccer a little more and not have to try to get the team fit, although we still have a ways to go, don't get me wrong. But they're a very self-motivated group, and I'm probably most excited about that. And a little surprised because years past we haven't had that. So I'm looking forward to seeing, if they can do it on their own during the summer, what can we do together? So that's going to be fun to kind of see how quickly we learn and how quickly we grow as a team. But I'm looking forward to seeing how that unfolds.
Coach, as you look back over last season and you take the success that you had at the end of the year and carry that over to spring practice and now into preseason, what are the goals that you have for this team heading into 2010?
Our goals, we try to take every game one game at a time. And I know that's a very cliche thing to say, but, we feel like we are a talented team. We feel like we can play with anyone in the conference, but we also know that everyone in the conference is extremely difficult, and we know our out-of-conference games are going to be extremely challenging. And we've got to execute, and we've got to play our very best every time out there. So our goals are to go out there one game at a time and do what we know we're capable of doing and try to finish the ball and keep the goal out of the ball out of the net. We feel like we gave up too many goals last year as a team. I think we gave up 21. We see teams in our conference at the top of the conference. We know Trinity didn't give up many goals. I don't know what that number is off the top of my head, but we want to keep the ball out of the net a little more and get some more shutouts and really make it very difficult for teams to find the net on us. And if we feel like if we do that, we got a team here that will be able to finish. It's just we need to be patient and play our style, and hopefully it'll come together.
And finally, Coach, obviously I know each camp and each preseason, it's really important for a coach to try and get the right chemistry, the right makeup, and have the team gel together. Outside of that, on the field, technically and technically, what are two or three things that you've really been pushing your girls hard at during the preseason to try and work at and get better at in order to be ready to play come the start of September?
We want to take care of the ball a little better than we did last year. We felt like in some tight games, in certain key positions, we kind of turned the ball over when we were put under pressure. And we feel like in order for us to win those big games, we've got to technically be more polished and be smarter with our passes. And if we can do that, be able to switch the attack and get out of, high pressure situations, then we're going to be in ball games. We just can't, have unnecessary turnovers against good teams because they'll bury you. So that's our biggest goal, and obviously to just make sure we all are getting up and down the field as a unit, not getting too spread out. We feel like if we can attack as a unit and defend as a unit, we'll be in good shape. So that's kind of our main focus right now.
Benji Walton, head women's soccer coach at Birmingham Southern. Again, the Panthers open up their 2010 campaign September 1st on the road at Huntington. Coach, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck with the 2010 season.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.